855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Head over to freetalklive.com, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners in a variety of ways. It's all free for you. FreeTalkLive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
So, at one point earlier in the show, we were discussing parenting. And what had brought this forward was a story about Tan Mom, as she's being called in the mainstream media. A woman who clearly has a bit of an addiction for tanning and allegedly has brought her 5-year-old daughter into a tanning salon with her and ostensibly put her into a tanning booth, where she then received a sunburn, although mom claims the sunburn was just from being outside. The government claims differently, and the government people have brought her up on felony charges of reckless child endangerment, and brought forth the question of, well, where do you draw the line? What is considered reckless child endangerment? Is it endangerment if you let your child play at the beach without sunblock on? If so, for how long? 15 minutes? An hour? 2 hours? I mean, you know they're going to get some form of a sunburn at some point. Each person's different as to how long their skin can go without turning lobster red. But eventually, somebody's going to get themselves a sunburn going out playing in the sun. Is that also reckless child endangerment? Is it reckless child endangerment if your kids go outside and you don't know exactly where they're going to go? Like, for instance, when I was pre-10, you know, maybe 7 or 8 years old, I would go and run off into the woods with my friends, and we'd go do what young boys do and play guns or whatever the heck we were doing back then.
I was doing it at 6.
Yeah, I mean, probably younger than that, but who's to say we wouldn't run out into a field somewhere and play frisbee or something like that and then have the sun beating down on us and our parents wouldn't have had the slightest clue? Like, they hadn't taken us to the beach, but the sun's everywhere. So are you supposed to lather up your children with sunscreen every single time they go outside?
There are certainly parents that do just that.
I don't know any of those parents.
They do, though.
My parents weren't those parents, and I don't feel like my parents didn't care about me. I feel like my parents did. They cared quite a bit about me. But they also, I think, understood that I had to have some autonomy to make my own choices for myself. And I'm concerned that we're in this crazy world where a parent that makes a choice that maybe some parents disagree with will end up in a jail cell. And that's all we're really ultimately talking about here, is choices with which you disagree as far as parenting is concerned. And here's another example for you. This from News OK, as in news from Oklahoma. NewsOK.com. Chandler, the death of a 4-year-old boy in rural Lincoln County is under investigation, according to the sheriff. The body of Troy D'Amelio was taken Thursday to the state medical examiner's office, according to their spokesbureaucrat there. The cause and manner of death have not yet been determined. The sheriff, Charlie Doherty, said the boy's parents called Thursday to report the child had died at the family's trailer home on State Highway 18. The parents said he had a fever for about a week before he died. Now, investigators were told that the parents are members of the Church of the Firstborn in the Parkland community. Doherty said members are known not to seek medical help for illnesses. Spokesperson for the church could not be reached for comment. The church's website does discuss the church's beliefs regarding medical treatment. Members are taught to obey the word of God, which requires them to, quote, also obey the laws of our land and our government, unquote. The website quotes James 5:14, which encourages the sick to call for elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil. Members are instructed to immediately notify their county health department and the Department of Human Services if they choose not to take a sick child to the doctor and to comply with all laws. Now, what kind of church has these instructions on there?
They're kind of scared of lawsuits?
Yeah, it sounds to me like CYA, like the church is covering their butt. And that's what...
If they want to cover their butt, then why do they go with the whole, you know, pray and anoint with oil? Just say, you know, do whatever the government says.
Well, at least they, you know, are true to their beliefs. I mean, you hear Christians saying, oh, well, yes, this person had medical attention and everything, but it's really the prayers of the church that, you know, saved this child. It's a miracle, whatever that is. And, you know, they say that prayer is the answer to, you know, any situation. Well, at least this church really believes it. They really believe that prayer will solve the world's problems.
No, they don't. I have to completely disagree. Christians in the first and second century believed what they believed so strongly they were willing to be thrown into, you know, arenas with lions. These people don't believe what they believe enough to keep people out of the maw of the government that would just put you in jail. If they really believed what they would believe,
they'd stand by it.
They would stand by it, come, you know, hell or high water, because that's what you do when you believe in something.
Instead of trying to weasel out of it by saying that, well, after you're done applying the oil, we believe that in praying you should contact the authorities. I grew up in a, you know, Presbyterian church.
It doesn't say that in James.
You know? Right. I don't think most churches have these sorts of instructions on their websites. Most parents don't need to go to their church website.
Sounds like something they put up later anyway.
Right, to get instructions on what to do when their kids are sick. So it's total CYA. They know that they're going to be accused of having church members doing these things, which is, you know, pretty, I mean, a lot of people would call this neglect. I mean, the idea that your kid's sick, you got a fever, kids having fevers, really dangerous, right? You know, like if the...
No, kids get fevers of 100 to 304 degrees.
Isn't that near death, like 104 degrees? For an adult. So how high can a kid... Because I've heard the kids can't handle
104 is really high.
Right.
I mean, it would be scary to me. I would be, at that point, looking at icing the kid and that kind of thing. But if you took a kid to the hospital every time he got a fever of 102, mm-hmm. you'd be spending a lot of money in emergency room visits.
Oh, no doubt. I'm not saying take your kids... I'm not advocating
I know,
take
I'm just saying
kids to the hospital.
It's difficult to know, as a parent, what to do. There's all kinds of things that look abnormal in dealing with your child throughout their life, and you don't know what to do. Some of those things are going to turn out to be bad. You're just playing the lottery. In most likelihood, it's not going to be you, but at some point or another, I guess it's not playing the lottery. It's more like playing Dirty Hearts. But, you know, at some point or another, you're going to get the Queen of Spades.
So the parents have yet to be charged in this particular case. But if they are charged, they won't be the first set of parents to have been brought up on criminal charges for the idea of they didn't go through the proper channels to get assistance because their kids were sick. They believe that their belief in God or Jesus, was going to heal their son. And it didn't. And should they face penalty for this? Let's presume that's what their belief system is. Again, they are members of this church, which ostensibly believes this. Should they face some sort of penalty for this? Are you obligated as a parent to take your kids to the hospital or to, you know, call the health department if your kids are sick?
I've got to say, I think this is awful. I mean, it's awful what happened. But these people are dealing with the punishment for their actions. They're dealing with the consequences.
They lost their son.
They're dealing with the consequences of their actions. The rest of us are sitting in judgment. And, you know, that's not our place. You just don't know. If you can call on what these people do, then they can call on what you do. And that, you know.
Well, and that's the problem here, right? I mean, ultimately, that's the problem. When maybe you can look at these stories and you can say to yourself, well, I would never take my daughter into a tanning salon, and I would always take my children to the doctor if they get sick. And you can look at yourself
but
as a better parent.
You don't know whether you always would or not. I mean, I don't consider myself some kind of weird Luddite that doesn't want to take their kid to the doctor. But my son had the flu recently, and his temperature got above 102. We didn't take him to the hospital. We dealt with it as a family, you know, and he watched more TV than he normally gets to watch. We didn't take him to other places.
Let's
where
say
other kids
he's
are.
Screaming in pain because of some sort of internal bleeding. I mean, who knows? Like,
but he could have died.
Which,
you understand? Like, he could have woke up cold and stiff the next morning, and then what?
Yeah.
And then am I a bad parent? Well, I'm certainly going to second guess for the rest of my life what happened. Absolutely. And somebody sitting there 1,000 miles away who says that I'm a bad parent doesn't have to deal with it in 2 days because they've moved on. Now they're worried about some girl who's been kidnapped or who's going to win American Idol or whatever. You know, they're just dipping and dapping and don't know what's happening.
Well, no doubt about that. But my point was that there are parents out there who are looking at these two cases and saying, well, I wouldn't have done that with my kid.
Sure.
I would never have allowed my child
to
have a tanning salon. I would have never allowed my child to, you know, get this sick or whatever. And you can look at that and you can feel superior to these parents if you want. But what happens if parents who have different values get in charge of the government and then all of a sudden something you're doing with your kids, maybe it's being open-minded about drinking alcohol or something like that. What if what you're doing with your kids becomes a felony? Then what's going to happen? This is why you have to stand up for the rights of parents to make choices for their families, even if you don't agree with them. even if you find them abhorrent. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Should they be charged with some sort of crime for letting their son die? It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have on the site. You can do it all for free over at freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff waits you there, including archives that go all the way back to late 2006, all free. at freetalklive.com. It's thanks to great sponsors like SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They can handle them for your business. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live. As a matter of fact, I'll be going to see the Avengers movie with him tomorrow. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
All right. So is it all right for parents to just let their kids die? Because that's... It's not the first time this has happened. There's a story out of Oklahoma, Chandler, Oklahoma, where a couple of parents, the parents of Troy D'Amelio, have allowed their son to expire. He said that he had a fever.
They didn't allow him to expire.
But they may not have done anything about it.
Well, from the sounds of it, they anointed him with oil and brought him to the church elders to be prayed for. Now, I don't consider that to be a good method of medical care for a child.
Nor do I.
But it doesn't mean they didn't do anything, and I don't think that one should state that in that manner. They did what they believed to be the very best thing. And this story states it that way, and then you should not back them up.
Well, they haven't really been speaking too publicly about what they did or didn't do.
Well, we don't assume they didn't do anything, but we assume that they love their children.
I do assume they... I didn't say they didn't love their son.
Then they did something.
Okay, well, I don't consider praying over your son's corpse to be doing much of anything.
It's not the corpse. They probably prayed for him when he was sick,
too. He turned
too.
Into a corpse eventually.
Indeed. And we all will.
Yes, except he was 4 years old. And people shouldn't be, hopefully will not be dying at age 4 if they are given the treatment necessary to help them through.
I believe it could be antibiotics.
Yeah, I like the old joke about the guy that was sitting up on the roof of his house praying to God during a flood to save him. From the floodwaters, the raging floodwaters that were sucking up his house and his all of his belongings and destroying the area around it. And, you know, some guy shows up on a boat and offers him help.
And then
a boat and a helicopter, something else. There's some third thing in there. And then, you know, he's crying out as he's drowning to God, "Why didn't you save me?"
And then God... He gets to St. Peter and the pearly gates and, you know, asks God why he didn't save him. And God's like, "I sent you a boat and a helicopter and whatever else.
What do you want?" So, like, yeah, antibiotics, they're out there for, you know, helpful purposes. Maybe you should try using them. But I don't think these people should go to jail. I may have a firm disagreement with what they've chosen to do or chosen not to do, as the case may be. And you may have some very strong feelings about it as well. But I don't think they should go to jail.
So, Ian, if you had a child and you put the child in a nanny's care and the child dies under the care of the nanny... Should the nanny go to jail?
I don't think anybody should go to jail for, you know, having a different belief system about how to raise children. But I certainly don't think that, you know, if the nanny killed the child, then, how are the parents going to know that they hired a psycho?
Well, I mean, say the child is doing something and the nanny's not taking care of it to make sure it's not doing something dangerous and the child ends up killing himself.
I can't see how the parents could be held responsible for that.
No, the nanny, though. Could the parents hold the nanny responsible?
I think some parents would probably try to hold that nanny responsible. I don't think that they should. I mean, ultimately,
there's a level of care for children that is that's appropriate. But you know, when you're talking about hiring somebody, it's going to be a higher level of care than it is going to be for individuals who take care of the child on a regular basis. I mean, we put my son to bed at 7:30 is when we say we do, but 8:30 sometimes is as late as, and he doesn't get up till, sometimes 6 a.m. He's unattended for hours in his room, unattended completely. Anything could happen in there.
Well, what do you think about the nanny scenario?
See, it's confusing because I don't necessarily think that parents own their children. I don't think that children are property of their parents. So in that situation, the child is the victim. I don't know what to do in situations where someone is murdered at the hand of another person because the victim is dead at that point.
Well, everybody's that's connected to that victim is also victimized. I mean, the parents don't have the child to love anymore. They don't get to give it affection and have affection returned, and that's worth something.
It's worth a lot.
It's worth a lot. And, you know, for instance, if we're not talking about a child, but we're talking about somebody maybe older, then even their workplace has lost something. They've lost a valuable employee, or friends have lost the ability to, you know, to hang out with their pals and, you know, experience those activities.
Well, I sort of see like almost all rights abuses in the idea of property rights and my belief in property rights. And, you know, in the situation of murder or maybe neglect at some point, the property is like, okay, if someone hits someone else, then there's the person who was hit is a victim and the property damages their body.
Mm-hmm.
But when you murder someone, then you can't make them whole at that point. And they're
clearly
the victim. And, you know, okay, so if someone, if you say that, oh, the family's been victimized at that point, well, I can totally see that. And if money goes to anyone, it seems like it would be to the family members.
Absolutely.
But then you
but
could
you
also
can't make
say,
them whole either.
But then, oh, so if I tried to commit suicide, then that would also upset my family members. So then do I owe them something?
Good question.
You know, like, that's
I used to have the same thought process as far as the property rights thing that you're talking about. And it gets very difficult to meet out. Because what if a person has a newborn and decides, well, I'm not responsible. This person, this is now a person on its own, and I am no longer responsible for it. It can take care of itself. No, it can't.
I'd like Ali to address that question here in a moment. We'll come back to it. Troy is on the line in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ali, and Mark.
Hey, teaching a child religion is a form of child abuse, and it really manifested itself in this story here, where you have the child getting sick. And I know if the person, it's the parent's right to decide whether to take him to the doctor or not. You know, I've been through the same situation myself with my kids. You know, whether to take them to the doctor or not when they have a fever, and you know, if it gets bad enough, you do. But you know, taking them to the church elders when he has the fever is the same as a witch doctor. You know, what's the difference between that and a witch doctor? It's completely ridiculous. And, you know, the way I try to raise my kids is with, as far as ideas, like when I say religion, teaching them religion is child abuse, I like to, you know, not give them the options about what to believe in, and just never say anything. As a parent, you got to watch yourself. You can't say anything as like politically or religion or whatever as facts. You just kind of give them the ideas and let them decide. And I think that's the best way to raise kids, let them decide what to believe.
You think you said to do anything else would to be child abuse?
When you're, well, if you're giving them a set of beliefs that are incorrect, and, you know, I think it's religion is rehabilitating, then yeah, it's, in my opinion, it's child abuse.
But would you do anything about it? Would you send those parents to a jail cell?
No.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So I think it's completely valid to have an opinion, but the way you cross the line is when you want to force it on somebody else, the threat of violence. And thanks for that thought, Troy. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts on this. Should these parents face some sort of punishment for not taking their child to get some sort of medical assistance? Free Talk Live.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify by treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BerkeyWaterFilters.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want, 855-453. This is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head on over to freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our news updates. We have emailed updates we can send to you. Also, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com.
When it comes to potential police abuse or perhaps some kind of automobile accident, the most important place to protect yourself, the most important way to protect yourself is to have a camera in the car. The Freedom Cam at freedomcam.net is a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection. The GPS Black Box Dash Cam, as it's called. It's an easy-to-use unit that has video cameras recording the front and the back, inside and outside of your vehicle. It has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed for traffic stops and all other driving incidents. You can protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. I have got one of these in my vehicle. Ian, you haven't put one in your new car yet.
My new car is not roadworthy at the moment.
Not roadworthy. So,
but I will. Yeah. I've got it.
Yep.
I like it.
Important to have. FreedomCam.net.
All right. 855-450-FREE. So, of course, we will continue to take your phone calls. But, Mark, you had asked a question of Allie a few moments ago about abandoning a newborn. Can you recap that question?
Yeah, and you know, Allie was basically making a statement based on property rights, you know, about how one cares for children and that children own themselves and they can move their own bodies, so they must own their bodies and they're in charge. And I think that, you know, and obviously you and I have had a chance, Ian, to discuss these things on the air for going on a decade now. And I've come up sort of wanting in this area of belief that property rights is the end-all, be-all when dealing with people. And for instance, when if a person decides they're going to give birth to a child and keep that child, they've made a decision in my mind to care for that child. They've made a commitment to care for that child. And when does that commitment cease, and what does care encompass? Because I can assure you that there are times when my son doesn't want to do things that we want him to do. And those things, we believe, are in his best interest, you know, directly affect his health and his well-being. And we force him to do things that he doesn't want to do. Physically. Force him to do. We tie him up in the car seat. You can't call it anything else. It's tying somebody up. If you were stuck in something you couldn't undo, you'd be tied up. So we tie him up. We strip him down. We force him to go to the bathroom the way we want him to go to the bathroom. Eat the things we want him to eat. Because I can assure you, he'd much rather have applesauce and M&Ms than he would to have sliced roast turkey and broccoli that his mom steams or whatever. So you've got this really weird situation.
I don't know that I would. I mean, I don't have any problem. I don't think you're a bad parent. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Okay, thanks. I didn't think you did.
My mom, I can only go. The reason I have. Part of the reason I have these feelings that you don't need to be controlling. Is that the question you're asking me? If it's necessary?
I don't think there was a question.
Okay,
there.
The question is, if a child owns itself, then it's responsible for itself. And then if a mother leaves a child, say a newborn, in order to fend for itself and make its own food and clean up after itself and do these things, and that child dies as a result, and it will, is that mother a murderer?
A darn good question.
Is the mother a murderer?
Yes.
No. Not a murderer.
What is it? Is there a crime there, leaving a newborn to fend for itself? I mean, if the child is a self owner, as you had suggested.
I definitely would say that I would be, very disturbed by that. I'd be, I know that happens, that sometimes moms will, I don't know, I've heard of women giving birth in alleys and just leaving the babies in dumpsters,
because it's difficult to give them up, for one. The laws that are surrounding maternity and things like that are controlling, and it can be difficult for women to give up their children for adoption, and I think that's a problem. However, I think if a woman gives birth to a child, chooses to keep that child, because it's a decision. I mean, every decision you don't make
is a decision. You mean keep it to birth?
Well,
talking about giving it up right after birth. Right?
I'm talking about giving it up for adoption. When you choose not to give a child up for adoption, you have still made a choice. And that choice is to take care of that child until... Now, sadly, you can't come up with an agreement. It's very difficult to give up your child after birth for adoption. If you don't think you're the right person to be taking care of them, you have this... It's very difficult to do so. But... That's the decision you've made in the world that it exists in, and as far as I'm concerned, if you don't take care of your child at a certain level of capacity, and for me, it's a very low threshold, but you're a murderer.
I mean, I honestly think that parents are, I think as soon as you have the baby, you're responsible for it, and, you can give that responsibility over to another person if that's best for you, if that's what you want. Yeah, so I guess if you don't care for the... I don't know if I would call it murder, because I feel like that's something very specific.
What if the child doesn't die? What if you leave the child somewhere and it is found by another
person? Russian dog girl. Remember?
That she was raised with wolves?
Yeah, that's like the parents just took a very, very poor care of her. This is the story. I don't know if it's true or not. It may be one of these internet hoaxes, but this girl that makes a passable imitation of a dog.
Uh-huh. And she crawls around on all fours.
Yeah, she crawls around on all fours and barks and stuff like that. And apparently,
and she was a teenager, right, or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, and she was in some kind of orphanage or something like that, and that she was basically raised by the dogs out at her parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
You do see animals taking care of animals from other species, but I think it's very strange. Doesn't make any sense to me, but
I think it's heartwarming when that
it is. But it's like it why?
Well, because they have some sort of connection beyond just the fact
I know
that they're not
it is cute
eating them.
So, but is it okay? So, Mark, you're suggesting that if the newborn is left somewhere and it perishes, that that's murder,
or the
what
highest level
doesn't?
Of manslaughter, if we want to make some kind of compromise.
What if the newborn doesn't perish? What if, say, somebody leaves it at the front pew at a church and somebody finds it within a few hours? Well, what happens then? Is there still a crime there?
I don't think so, no. I think
only if the person
I think if a person makes an effort, it can be difficult to give a child up for adoption these days it can be difficult. If you don't have the resources and have planned it properly, and many people who, you know, are at the lowest rungs of society have a very difficult time. But I think it's legal to, like, leave them at fire stations or something.
So you define murder more broadly than I would, because I wouldn't define murder as, like, murder is an intentional action in order to kill someone. Now, inaction, if inaction can't equate to murder to me.
But in my opinion, if you've chosen you've chosen to keep the child, you have committed an action. You have said, I'm going to keep and take care of this child. So therefore, you have a responsibility. You have entered into.
Well, you wouldn't even say that, Mark, because from what you were saying on previous shows, if you choose to have sex, then you have already chosen to have the baby, unless, you know, you want to. You don't think abortion is legitimate. So by having sex, you've chosen to have a baby, and you've chosen to take care of the baby or to give up for adoption.
I think that I'd like to restate slightly what you've said, but mostly what you've said is true. Yeah, I believe that choosing to have sex is, you know, it's a reasonable result that you may have a child from that, and therefore, which I don't know what that has to do with, by the way, the responsibility of taking care of a child. And at that point, you can then give the child up for adoption or choose to take care of them. But either way, well, you've made a choice. You've chosen to give them up, or you've chosen to take care of them.
Well, right. So in Mark's world, if, you know, the laws
represent... Your actions have consequences.
Okay. But that would mean if it's, you know, illegal to have an abortion or whatever... Abortion's not okay. Can't have abortion.
I believe it to be immoral. I think that the prohibitions on abortion have been ineffective in the past.
Okay. So then we'll just say, person living complete morality in Mark's eyes... when they have sex with someone, they are accepting the responsibility of all that comes along with...
The chance of a responsibility, yeah. You know?
Okay.
The chance of it.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you and your thoughts. Of course, a lot of this coming from the story about the parents that allowed their son to die, allegedly, because, well, it was their religious belief to do so. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Mother's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's RAJAMOJO. Raja Mojo.
I am serious. Take away everything you can get. Keep them all over this affordable land.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but still enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now via our toll-free number at 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us over on our website. You'll find that everything on the site is completely free, and if you would like, you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find links to Amazon, different Amazons for different places in the world. There's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. Click into the one that's right for you and get your shopping taken care of. They've got dozens of categories, huge selection of products. You get what you're looking for. You can even buy used items through Amazon. But of course, if you buy brand new, in a lot of cases, you're going to get free Super Saver shipping on whatever it is you order. So go and get your shopping taken care of. Get the stuff you're looking for. And you'll help Free Talk Live all at the same time when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to you and your thoughts, Shadow, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Shadow, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I just want to put down that I got a Social Security disability, and before my check went into the bank this month, it got hit. And there's the outfit in Greenville, Texas, calls itself U.S. Department of Education. When I called the police down there yesterday, they assured me there's no such thing as that fare. In other words, it's total fraud. And now Social Security has told me that before somebody can get into your account, Social Security has to send you...
Wait a minute, I'm totally lost. Are you guys as lost as I am on this call?
I think that it sounds like the U.S. Department of Education is claiming some kind of lien on his Social Security. Is that correct?
This is an outfit in Greenville, Texas, calls itself U.S. Department of Education, okay?
Right, yeah.
So I called the police yesterday. He says in Greenville, Texas, there is no U.S. Department of Education, period.
Okay.
All right? And then
you're saying they've taken your... What happened to your Social Security check?
Yeah, they put this thing down on me like a student loan that I supposed to got in the past, which I never did. All right, now if you'll remember, in April 2009...
You're saying something's happened to your Social Security check?
Well, yeah, they took some money out, okay?
And it says on the Social Security check who took the money?
No, I get direct deposit. So before the check,
but you get a stub, right? Like you get some sort of
money.
Shadow, hold on a second. You get direct deposit. I follow you there, but do you get some sort of paperwork, some kind of stub that's sent to you to give you information about, you know, how much you got this month and how much you've got in your account and all that?
Well, I keep up my bank because once a year, Social Security will send you this thing. You know, like if you're going to get a cost of living adjustment, stuff like that. See, but this bank, But these people in Texas, which they're not who they say they are, I know who they are, and I know where they're operating out of.
Who are they?
Now, but anyway. Anyway, the thing is...
So, hold on. I'm still confused. I'm sorry. Maybe you said this and I missed it. But so you got your direct deposit from Social Security. It's a monthly thing.
Right.
And you noticed that it was less than it normally is?
Yes.
And
how did you find out it's the Department of Education, or this fake group calling themselves the Department of Education, or the Illuminati calling themselves the Department of Education, whomever? How did you find out it was them that was taking the money?
Well, because there's this outfit down below me in Birmingham here that claims to be a Treasury Department unit right there, and it turns out that location is phony. And they told me...
But that doesn't answer the question. It's not responsive to what Mark asked you.
They told me that these people in Texas, U.S. Department of Education, was going to start hitting my check next month, meaning this month.
Okay.
So I called the police down there. Like I said, the guy says, there's no U.S. Department of Education here in Greenville, Texas.
There's so the Social Security Department told you the Department of Education was going to start docking your check?
No, phony U.S. The Treasury Department out here down Birmingham did.
Why would they have?
Why would they know if they're phony?
They're working with these people right here. I've been fighting these people for 12 years, man.
So are you suggesting, I'm just really confused, are you suggesting that the Social Security office is allowing a fake government agency to dock your checks?
That's exactly right.
Huh.
I called them today. They said before anybody can hit your account, we have to send you a letter. You have to give your approval. Then it still takes a court order to do that. And I said, if that's so, then how come these people are getting into my account with ease? They just walk right in there, man. And they couldn't come up with an answer for that one.
Could this happen to somebody else, or is this something?
It can happen to anybody. Anybody.
Well, this is.
But here's what I'm doing about it.
What are you doing?
I'm going to file the place. I'm going to the White House. I've been talking to them about it.
The White House.
Like that. Yeah, and they're going to go because, you know, remember Obama did those two things, you know, like I said.
No.
But this, and I said,
how do you actually talk to somebody at the White House? I didn't know that you could actually do that.
Well, they've got these comment line to have these operators, you know?
Yeah.
You talk to them, and then they'll take down what you say.
You think they take you seriously?
You
think they actually take that seriously?
Well, I'll tell you what, the lady took my name and address and phone number.
Yeah, sure
down,
she did.
I called again.
She wants you to
then,
think she cares.
Well, they don't usually ask anything like that. And I sent letters in. I sent proof of the thing, too. Plus, I got a hotline for fraud to call, too.
You know, if you are being defrauded, I hope that you can solve this, get to the bottom of it, and get the money that has been promised to you.
I'm dubious the White House is going to do anything for you.
Right, and thank you, Shadow, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. However, I think there's a lesson here in Shadow's experience. Presuming what he says is true, and obviously we're just going to have to take his word for it, but presuming what he says is true, let's say it is true. The Social Security agency has been defrauded by some group of people who are masquerading as the Department of Education operating somewhere out of Texas where there is no Department of Education, and they've been flummoxed, they've been frauded. These people are likely extracting more money than just out of Shadow's account. I mean, this could be a huge scandal if it's for real. But ultimately, the Social Security office doesn't owe you anything. You don't have a contract with them. And if you believe you have a contract with them, just ask some people in the military. They thought they had a contract with the military about how long they could be in the military, and then they got stop-lost, and they were told they couldn't leave the military until the military decided they were done with it.
Basically, anytime you participate in the government program, whether it's voluntary or involuntary, the government can do whatever it wants. If it decides that it's going to raise the age at which Social Security is collected from 65, or I think it's 62 and a half, if you want to take some partial benefits, I don't know, I'm certainly no expert, to 85 and 82 and a half, they could do that. And there's nothing
you
can do about
it. And you have no recourse.
Well, you know, guys, I've been saving for Social Security for a while now, and I just really can't wait to get my check.
Right. Do you think it's going to be there when you get old enough?
What do you mean? What? It's not going to be there. They put in a lockbox.
Now,
it's
Ian,
got my name on it.
You stopped paying into Social Security.
I did about a decade ago.
I did, too, but we have slightly different circumstances. I stopped paying 1 month or one quarter after I reached the 10-year mark. This is just by sheer happenstance, mm-hmm. because I had a job longer than you did. and you paid some portion before that 10-year mark, you will not receive anything from Social Security,
even though
you paid in.
That's all right.
And
I consider it lost money.
Yeah, because it is lost money. It's lost money, and then they may give you money later. But
and then you can consider it found money if they actually do give you some money later, and it buys more than a box of Pop-Tarts because of inflation and the fact that the Social Security office has no obligation to keep your payments up with inflation.
You'll be lucky to be able to feed your dog on what the Social Security gives you when you reach that age, because the government has no responsibility for you.
That's the most important point here, is that Shadow and the rest of the people that feel like they've been screwed over by the system, and they probably have been screwed over in a number of different ways, you can complain, you can file all the reports you want to, go ahead, even hire a lawyer if you think that's going to help, but ultimately the government's response is going to be, well, sorry, but we don't owe you anything. And we have no obligation to give you what we said we were going to give you, and you can't hold us to it. That's just how it is. So the best thing you can do, whether or not Shadow is being defrauded is a non-issue. They can always change the rules. They can always change how it's set up. So you should plan for your own retirement. You should be the one who's handling that. Yeah, they're going to take your money. There's not much you can do about that if you work at a corporate job, for instance.
They're bad at everything they do,
right.
So don't expect them to be good at administering your money.
It's hard for me to feel bad for someone that says, oh, my Social Security check got docked. And I'm like, yeah, my paycheck got docked so I could pay for your Social Security. Not that that's their fault. It's not their fault that they get Social Security, but it's not my fault either.
They were forced into it just like you're being forced into it.
Well, didn't this whole Social Security thing, it's not, like, so old that a lot of the people are on it now never, you know, is basically for politicians to say, hey, we're going to give you a bunch of money, old people, and young people will be paying for it. It's great.
Well, right. The first lady to receive Social Security is a really great story. Apparently, she paid in for like one quarter or something like that. I don't know what the period of time was. But
for one quarter?
One quarter of a year.
I
don't have the story in front of me, but she lived to be like 100, and
sweet.
You know, the amount of money she collected versus the amount of money she put in was an incredible difference. Now, you should go look up the story. I don't have it in front of me. But, you know, it's a system where some people are going to win and some people are going to lose, and I'm not really interested in playing it.
Most people are going to lose because the government are the people that are going to win. They're going to get to take as much money as they want, spend it on all their buddies, and you don't get to see any of that.
That's how government works.
If you're lucky, you'll get a little slice back later. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
For free!
JacksDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Robs!
JacksDice.com.
And what if you can watch ads and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. JacksDice is your